former Liberian President Charles Taylor is in exile this morning. Taylor flew to Nigeria yesterday after handing over power to his vice president as part of an effort to end Liberia's civil war. Rebels who initially said they would not accept Taylor's vice president as his replacement now say the war is over. In addition, U.S. warships have moved close to the Liberian coast, and American military helicopters are flying over the capital. NPR's Jason Beaubien joins us now from Monrovia. Jason, the war is over?
Well, it sure felt like it yesterday afternoon. There had been euphoria here when the Nigerian peacekeepers arrived last week. But yesterday, there was sort of this joyous sense of relief, really, seeing these American ships parade in. People rushed down to the beach. These are beaches where mortars were hitting just a week ago, where people were burying dead bodies. And kids came out, and they're all looking at the ships, and you know, a soccer game broke out. So there was this sense of relief. It wasn't sort of the excited euphoria that had happened when the Nigerians came. It was more the sense that maybe this round of fighting really is over. The end of Taylor has come, and peace is about to break out here.
One of the biggest difficulties in Monrovia has been the rebels' control of the port and most of the food. Has that changed?
It hasn't changed yet. There's an American-led effort to open up the port. People at the embassy, the American embassy, have been negotiating all week with the rebels. They're expected to go over there again today. The American ambassador is trying to get them to agree to a humanitarian corridor, at least, to allow food to flow from the port area into the heart of the city. Also, there's been talk about what is going to happen with these ships that are offshore and whether the Marines are actually going to come ashore. No decision has been made on that yet, and we don't expect them to come ashore immediately. But they could be in a position to come ashore quickly if such a decision is made.
Now, Charles Taylor has been replaced by his vice president, Moses Blah. Has he said where things go from here?
With Taylor to the days when Taylor was a warlord trying to overthrow then President Samuel Doe in the early 90s. And so there was a lot of concern that Blah might take similar positions to Taylor. But Blah has really reached out to the rebels. He has said that the war is over. He called on the rebels to come join his government. That's a little bit arrogant, given that the rebels control most of the country, and he simply controls one portion of Monrovia. But he is making a gesture at peace. He's saying that he's only going to be in power for 2 months, and that he's hoping that the rebels will work with him to get through this next period.
Jason, thanks very much. NPR's Jason Beaubien in Monrovia.